State lawmakers have filed a half dozen bills dealing with how your power company operates in Florida. What are the chances that changes are on the way? We'll take a look at energy in Florida on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30. Our panel include Tampa Bay Times reporter Ivan Penn and Newport Richey representative Amanda Murphy, who discuss, among other things, the future of nuclear energy and Florida's out-of-balance energy portfolio.
I think that if we found that better balance, since we have a lot of natural gas in particular, that our citizens would come out better. And that's really what we need to look at from a state level, is how can we best serve our Floridians and make sure that they have the electricity that they need, but also at a price that they can afford. Because remember, we have a large population of retirees. And if we want them to continue coming to Florida and being able to live here, this is one of the things that we have to look at.
There are, I counted about a half dozen bills before lawmakers dealing with utilities in Florida, mainly aimed at Duke Energy. And this was certainly campaign fodder. Couldn't miss that last November for a number of candidates, charging customers in advance for nuclear power projects. And so this goes to Duke Energy.
Correct. That was that is the main company that we're looking at with this situation. And the reason that so many people started bringing it up on the campaign trail is if you go and knock the doors, and we've knocked myself personally probably around 5,000 doors, this is number one on the talking points at those doors, is how much they're paying in electric.
Now, Ivan Penn, the utility companies say if you do not allow charging customers in advance for nuclear power projects, then all hope evaporates when it comes to nuclear energy in Florida, meaning we're pretty much stuck with natural gas and coal-fired plants.
Well, that's been basically the argument across the country. So back in the 80s, Wall Street essentially abandoned the idea of funding nuclear plants. So if you were going to pick up the upfront costs, the siting, the engineering, the, all of those related to construction costs, somebody had to foot that bill, and Wall Street wasn't willing to do it. So what the utilities did was to propose shifting that burden and risk to the customers. And Florida became the pioneer in what was the nuclear renaissance in 2006, and decided to allow the utilities, through what we now call the nuclear advance fee, but the technical term was the nuclear cost recovery clause.
Now, why would Duke want to do that? Why would they want to take on the risk? I mean, would it really matter to them? I mean, if they're not going to build nuclear plants, they're okay just offering, natural gas or coal-fired. So what choices do we have? Do we just let utilities keep charging customers for plants that might not get built, or do we just give up on nuclear power?
Well, you've got to look at a couple of different things, because Florida Power and Light has not given up on its proposed projects. Duke, in and of itself, has not necessarily given up on its nuclear plants. It has canceled the Levy project, but it continues to pursue licensing for new nuclear plants. They can acquire that license and sit on it for as long as 20 years. So they haven't necessarily completely abandoned the idea of nuclear, but without that upfront cost from customers, you don't really have the ability to finance it unless you start looking at your shareholders. And the question there is, if the utilities took the risk themselves and put that on their shareholders, how their shareholders would react to that.
Ivan Penn covers utilities for the Tampa Bay Times, and Amanda Murphy is a Democratic representative from Newport Richey. And you can hear much more from our panel on energy in Florida on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30.